30, 20, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ignition sequence start.
This is just the beginning.
Are you ready?
Here comes the best part.
1, 2, 3.
Go. Life Matters, a 5-time winner of the best morning show in Wisconsin. Hosted by Nancy Douglas and Tom Giovannone.
All of you, get ready.
Life Matters begins on Lake 96.1.
Good morning.
Boy, he's on the ball today.
Okay, dude.
He's taking advantage of me. It's been a rough week for this guy. I'm still trying to recover.
I am trying to recover from last week and prepare to have to recover from this coming week.
Yeah, you have a week ahead of you, don't you?
Yeah. Pretty much. We'll talk about that in a little bit. In the meantime, Jackson's here with some jokes. Good morning, Jackson.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
What kind of accent are you going to throw at us? See, I can't.
Not
We're
easy
done.
For you to
We're
say.
We're done. It's over. What kind of accent are you going to throw at us today? Are you just going to be a normal kid? Are you going to be a Russian? Are you going to be Italian, Mexican?
Probably a little bit of both.
Oh, good.
All together.
Okay, well,
it's
going to be the accent stew. You never know what you're going to get.
Hey, brother, you want to throw hands?
God,
throw it all in together.
Empty the compartments of your pantaloons.
He's getting frisky. He's getting a little older now.
Yep. Is that it? That's all you're saying? Okay. All right. Well, those were some good jokes. Okay.
Yeah, that was very entertaining.
Yeah, that was good radio there. All right, Jackson, start our morning off with some good jokes.
Okay. All so, right. Okay. my best friend, he went into this sun tanning competition. Sadly, he only got bronze.
Yeah, that is sad.
Yeah. That's stupid funny.
That was good.
But on a serious note, did you hear about the painter that got hospitalized?
The panther that got hospitalized?
Painter that got hospitalized.
Like,
no.
Yeah. The doctor says it was due to too many strokes.
We should have gotten
that. I thought it was going to be a brush with death. Yeah.
We should have gotten that
it's
one.
It's all rolled up.
That was funny.
Okay. What did the tie say to the hat?
What did the tie say to the hat?
Yes.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I got nothing.
You go on ahead. I'll hang around.
All right, I like that.
Oh, that was good.
Go ahead.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
What do you call fake spaghetti?
An impasta.
Dang it.
Why is it bad to iron a four-leaf clover?
You'll lose its luck.
You should never press your luck.
Oh, right. That was a good one. Okay.
Right. What keys unlock a banana?
Yellow key.
I don't know.
Mun keys. I'm out.
You're just tickled with yourself over done. That one.
No, it's the look on your face.
My eyes are going to get stuck up in my head rolling them someday. That's what my mom used to tell me. They're just going to get stuck up in your head because you roll them so much. Well. Right. Go ahead.
What do you
they
call
would be
a,
stuck.
What do you call a cow with a twitch? Like jerk.
Milkshake.
A cow with a twist.
Not a twist.
A twitch.
Yeah, yes. It's twitching.
Yeah.
Milkshake. That's all I got.
A milkshake? No. I don't know.
Beef jerky.
A better answer, of course.
Oh,
boy.
That's a pretty funny one.
Oh God! You know, those were good. Those were all pretty good. Oh,
God. One more.
Okay.
Why don't some fish play piano?
Sunfish or some fish?
Some fish, like some S-O-M-E
okay.
fish.
Okay.
Why can't some fish play a piano?
They don't know. They don't know their scales.
They don't know their scales.
Because you can't tune a fish.
There's an album about that.
I think there was, right? There was. Let's not date ourselves.
Sorry. No, let's not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wait, why are you guys trying to date yourself? What?
That means show our age.
Right.
Why did the socks break up?
They weren't a matching pair?
They weren't a good match. Disappointed in you, Jackson. You should have had that one. All right. Tom, do you have one more? Do you need to get one out?
Well, what happens when it rains cats and dogs?
Pores.
Be careful. You might step in a poodle.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
All right.
I didn't say they were high quality.
I have one more.
Okay. Make it good.
Yesterday, I lost my mood ring. Still don't know how I feel about it.
I love his story jokes. They're the best.
Because...
Oh, Shekel.
You go. Jeez. Anyway, how's your summer going?
I haven't broken a bone yet.
Awesome. So. Except I thought you said earlier before we went on the air that you think you broke your neck.
Oh, definitely.
Definitely broke your neck?
It just hurts.
Oh, okay. No,
breaking. It's definitely not broken.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, it doesn't appear to be broken. I feel like, you know.
Yeah, he's had a really rough week. He's been watching dogs.
Oh, again? Yeah. I see.
Yeah, I've been gone, so.
I see. So you have a job.
Yes.
Good job. Nice work.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yes. Yes, I do have a job.
Well, and that's a fun job, too, because that puppy is just adorable. No.
Sure, he's adorable, but like.
But he's a puppy.
But
well, he's teething. He's feisty. He's starting to learn. He's got some ability to jump and run and.
Oh.
Yeah, I started having a snack on the couch, and all of a sudden, right here, shh, 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 in the next room, and I'm like, oh, he's biting on something. Oh. So you go in the other room. He's sitting there like, what? What did I do? What? I didn't do anything. I swear. And then there's a pee puddle. Across the dining room table and under it and everywhere. And it's like, I give up. Yeah, everywhere.
Ouch.
Yeah, everywhere.
Well, that's what your job is.
I'm happy he doesn't do it on the carpet all the time.
Nobody's paying you to sit there and do nothing. So.
That's right. That's right.
That's true. That's true. All right. Well, we appreciate you coming in. We have a lot to talk about. And most everything that we have to talk about are events that are coming up.
It's getting busy.
Yeah. I had a chance last week to talk to Dick Nepinski from the EAA in Oshkosh. Yeah, that's coming up. And then we're also going to talk about DOS Fest and a little bit about Country Thunder. And you've got a motorcycle ride on the calendar somewhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so there's lots of stuff. Lots of stuff. So, yeah, we're going to come back. Well, you weren't here. I had a chance to talk to Dick. And so that will be next. And then when we come back, we will talk about the rest of the things going on in the area right here on Life Matters on Lake 96.1.
Jackson's Jokes.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
I love it when this guy comes on once a year. I talk to my good friend, Dick Nepinski. Hello, Mr. Nepinski. How are you? Oh, my gosh. We're good. We're so busy down here over the next few weeks. And this is one of the things that we strongly encourage people to leave our local area here to go and visit Oshkosh for the EAA Air Venture. It's coming up July 21st through the 27th. So I understand from all of the information that I've gathered that there are several anniversary type attractions this year, including a couple of Goodyear blimps.
You're right. It's this is one of my favorite ones because we've had the Goodyear blimp here on occasion through the years, but
sure.
This is the 100th anniversary of Goodyear blimping, whatever you want to call it. And so they called us and said, hey, would you mind if we'd bring two?
Oh, that's terrible.
Okay. Yeah, we'll find a spot to put two blimps. Sure.
Heck yeah.
And so they're going to bring two blimps. One of them is going to be in their modern paint job that you see every year on the Goodyear blimp. The other one they have redone in their 1925 vintage.
Oh.
The first blimp was called Pilgrim back in 1925, and they've recreated that on one of the blimps this year, and so they'll see that. And so we're going to have them flying in the air shows. They say they're cooking up something kind of fun for the air show. You know, I was voting for blimp racing, but I got voted down. And so it was, but we're going to have them parked. It's going to be fun. We're going to have one parked behind the museum like we always have, which is fun coming to work, seeing a blimp in the backyard. And then the other one, it looks like it's going to, we're going to park it out by Interstate 41, so people driving by will see a blimp.
Nice.
For the week.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, it is the largest air show on the planet, so they'll probably wonder what's going on with the blimp sitting there, right?
They probably will, you know, and yeah. so, keep your eyes on the road when you see the blimp come in. And so that's going on. We've got a lot of other things. It's the 70th year of the U-2 spy plane.
Oh.
And that airplane is coming in. It hasn't made an appearance here in 10 to 15 years, but it is coming in. You know, it's a big spidery-looking airplane. And so that will be here for the entire week on display, and
wow.
You can come up, talk to the crews, and so forth. We have a number of other aircraft, Traveler, which made great biplanes, Fairchild, which made some of the early airmail airplanes back in the 1920s, celebrating their 100th anniversary. They are also known for their last airplane as an independent company, which was the A-10 Warthog, which is still a very popular military airplane. They're still in service. The Maryland National Guard is bringing Warthogs up. They'll be flying in the air show during the course of the week as well. So, you know, you look at some of those anniversaries, and for airplane junkies, it is the place to be. But just to see the assortment of aircraft coming in to be part of this, I always like to say, if it has flown, is flying, or will fly, it's going to show up at Oshkosh sometime.
Absolutely. And isn't it amazing that the Air Hog is still in use today?
It is.
Like,
I mean, it's,
they don't make things like they used to. Yeah.
But people just love it. And
yeah.
It's been one of the most effective military aircraft of the past half century.
Yeah, that's incredible.
It's amazingly rugged. It does a lot of different jobs. And if you're on the other side and you see that coming over the hill, you're about to have a very bad day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Don't want to be on the opposite side of that guy. Absolutely not.
Exactly.
So, tons of other things as well. So, I mean, obviously our focus is aircraft, airplanes, anything that flies. But there are also some fireworks. But you're also going to do some night shows featuring drones, which do fly, but are really kind of, aren't they relatively new to the show, given that they're relatively new anyway?
Yeah, it is. And we're seeing more and more of that, of the nighttime drone shows taking place at events. Some people say, you know, it's something that they've come to the fore. They can do a lot of different formations, a lot of different designs.
Mm-hmm.
And so last year, for the first time, we experimented in the night show of putting about 600 drones up at the same time as the fireworks and a couple aerobatic airplanes.
Yeah.
And it worked really, really well.
Wow.
It did a marvelous job. There's a company called Starlight Aerial Productions. They're out of Michigan. That work with us, and they come over and do a tremendous job. So they're coming back this year, and we're going to put the fireworks up at the same time. The night shows, by the way, are on Wednesday, July 23rd, and on Saturday, July 26th. We do 9 air shows in 7 days,
wow.
7 afternoon air shows, and then on the Wednesday and Saturday nights, we do night air shows. So that's 5 hours of air shows on those days between the afternoon and night. But if people have never seen a night air show, we really urge them to come up, because I tell folks it's like when you were a kid and took a sparkler and wrote your name in the air and watched the light trail behind it.
Right.
Imagine doing that with an airplane.
Whoa.
And having that with the pyrotechnics. And the people with the blimp, by the way, say that they may get involved in this entire thing, too, at night. So we'll see what the heck happens with this. It should be fun to have all of that going on at the same time. And the drone show has added a new dimension that people really appreciate, and can give a whole new look to a night show when it's going on like that, and the formations that you can change up every year using those drones.
You know, it's incredible because, again, they're relatively new to things like this. I mean, obviously, law enforcement and, you know, hobbyists and people like that, you know, these things are not new to them. But you're right. I mean, technically, we are just at the very, very beginning, the infancy stage of seeing what these drones can do for business, for everybody, really. And
exactly right.
And the fact that we are using them to entertain like that, I mean, that's just going to make everybody love them even more. And I have never seen a huge drone show. I can't imagine 600 drones in the air at the same time, and how you control them and how many people that takes. And I mean, you know, and will you be able to, if you attend, talk to the people that do the drone shows and ask them questions as well?
Oh, sure. They'll be around. And, you know, it's one of the interesting things. We first tried a little experiment back in 2018, and it was really in its infancy then.
Mm-hmm.
And we had, maybe 50, 100 drones at the time. And they were still working on the software. And I remember one night they sent them up, and suddenly you saw two just kind of go rogue and go off on their own someplace. So they were doing this formation, and you could tell it's like watching a marching band where one member is gone, and you can say, yeah, something's missing there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of what it looked like that first year. But the technology's come a long way in 6 or 7 years to do that. In addition, we're going to have a company here called Wing that will be showing off what the future is for drone deliveries. We're going to have an area near the campground that they're actually going to pick things up each day and kind of deliver it around and show what that is going to be
right.
like. Because, you know, we keep hearing that someday you'll get a pizza delivered by drone or something
right.
like that.
Right.
You know, and so, you know, those type of things taking place. It's part of the sky. You know, I'd like to tell people we're not quite the Jetsons yet, but we're getting there.
That was one of my favorite cartoons.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
You know, we don't have a Rosie the Maid that just does that. Well,
we're going to.
We have a Roomba.
Right.
Yeah, you could do that. But, you know, that's part of it as well. So aviation is constantly innovating, and one of the great places to see it is right here at Oshkosh during the week.
Absolutely.
New innovations, things being brought forward, electric aircraft, urban air mobility, and all of those things that are coming to the fore, that are in development, that will make the next 25 years very, very exciting.
You know, it's just amazing the scope of time that you can witness, learn about at EAA, it's at the Air Venture. It's because, like you said, you've got planes up there that are, decades and decades and decades old. And, you know, and again, some of them still in use. And then, again, the drones and what we're projecting for the future with the electric airplane and things like that. It's just amazing the scope that you can learn about. So this is also a very, very good place to bring children. And so tell us about the kids' areas up there.
Yeah, well, first of all, you know, kids are free. We love to have families up here. It's always been a family event that you bring the kids out, let them explore, let them discover, let them be mesmerized by different things. And so kids 18 and under are free for Air Venture. You know, we thank the Boeing company for helping us with that. And so bring the family in. First of all, we have an area called Kid Venture. It's right behind our museum. We've got shuttles running from the grounds up to Kid Venture all the time throughout the day. And kids can take a look at flight simulators. They can look at how technology goes together. They can work on building model airplanes, model rockets. They can actually be involved with an aircraft engine, taking it apart, putting it together. They can go to all these different stations. They can learn about the history of the Tuskegee Airmen right there and what they did during World War II. All of that is right there as Kid Venture. And then we also have Aero Educate, which kids can discover, okay, I'm interested in aviation. How can I go online? I'm not near an airport. How can I go online and learn more about aviation and how to get involved in that? And for the older kids in high school, we have dozens of universities with aviation programs here. If somebody's interested in becoming a pilot, if someone's interested in becoming a technician, an engineer, those people from those schools are right here to talk to you, to say, here's what you need, here's what you should be doing in high school, so on and so forth. So there are a lot of opportunities for young people, for families to engage here, find fun things to do. There are areas that have flight simulators. Our vintage area has a whole youth activities building that has things going on each day where they can discover the history of aviation and some of the fun parts of aviation. And it's all included on the grounds with the admission price. And, of course, like I said, kids are free. So it's a great thing for families as well.
It absolutely is. So can we go back for just a very quick second? You said every air shows every day, and then you mentioned 5 hours. Is that 5 hours of air shows every day?
We have 3 hours every afternoon, and then we have the 2 days where we have night air shows.
Okay.
Those are 2 hours long as well. So on Wednesday and Saturday, we have 5 hours worth of air shows during the course of the day.
Wow.
And that's not including the stuff that just happens to fly by.
Right.
For instance, on Monday and Thursday of the week, the B-1 will fly by. We have those scheduled to come through. So you'll get to see what's affectionately called the bone by the Air Force people, flying by on each of those days.
Wow.
You know, so we've got a C-17 that'll be on the ground. You can walk through this, the massive C-17 cargo airplane, those type of things. And again, it's different than air shows where you watch the air show go by. Here, the airplanes land. You can talk to the pilots, talk to the crews, get up close to the airplane, take your selfie, get that family photo in front of your favorite airplane right there on the grounds of AirVenture.
It's just incredible, everything that goes on. You can now, is camping still available, do you think, or is that pretty much, I'm guessing that's sold out, and because I'm guessing it also gets sold out like right after last year, because everybody wants spots.
We always have room for campers.
Got it. Okay.
So, as a matter of fact, we've expanded the campgrounds this year.
Oh, nice.
We've expanded some of the parking areas for vehicles this year, so even if you're coming up just for the day. But if you are camping, come on in. We create an aviation city. We have grocery stores and security and roadways and everything else that takes place. And we create the second largest city in the county. Oshkosh is the biggest city, about 66,000.
Right.
We have a city of 40,000 people that camp right on the grounds throughout the entire week. And
that's just the campers.
The and they set up and they create their own aviation communities. So it is a great place. If you've got that camper, have that motorhome, bring it on up. Spend a few days here. And you can camp right on the grounds and walk and see the entire history of flight just a few steps away.
It's just amazing. It's absolutely amazing. So July 21st through the 27th, totally, I mean, there's nothing like this show, honestly. There is just nothing like it. Air shows every day, aerobatics, night shows, you know, talking with the people, the pilots and everything is also just very interesting. And you don't... I mean, you know that there's a person in those planes. You know that they are incredibly agile and athletic and intelligent and brave to do all of these fun things that they, what we see as a fun thing to do, but is work for a lot of them, or, you know, really, especially, you know, the military planes and things like that that you have there. But to be able to talk to them and just understand their perspective or get a little bit of their perspective from the cockpit, that's incredible. And you're right, we need youth to be interested in aviation. We are always going to have people flying in airplanes to and from other places forever. There's no doubt about it, and they will have to be manned eventually. I'm sure that some will not have to be, but honestly, we're going to always have to have people fixing them, flying them, right? And so this is just a great time. And given the fact that the kids are free, like, it's just, this is a no-brainer to come and learn it for all ages.
It really is. You know, and there's so much that goes on. We talked about some of the night air shows. The days we don't have a night air show, we have Twilight Flight Fest down in the ultralight area. So you might see some drones go up in the air, the blimp flying by, the short takeoff and landing folks there, so forth. We have programs at Theater in the Woods every night included with admission. We have fly-in movies. We put up a five-story high movie screen near the campground, and you can watch aviation movies even night. We even supply the popcorn. So all of those things take place. Wednesday we have Women Venture, where women in aviation get together. Thousands of them are here on the grounds that day to celebrate women as part of aviation and how to get more women involved in the world of flight. So those things are all taking place. So it really is just the aviation family reunion.
Yeah.
I guess I would call it more than anything else, Nancy.
For sure.
It is the gathering of the clans. They all come together in Oshkosh, and it's their opportunity to celebrate this wonderful thing that we know is flight.
Can I just ask one more question too? And this is more about, you know, again, the future of aviation. But I'm talking about on the ground. Were there people there that could possibly talk to people about air traffic control? Because that's kind of been in the news lately, that we need more air traffic controllers, right? And so, but given that all of that has to be upgraded in this country and things like that, I mean, there's just always going to be opportunity there too. Are there people there to talk about those kinds of things?
Oh, certainly.
Okay.
Both from the FAA, which has a week-long presence here and a very public presence where people can come and talk to the Federal Aviation Administration about those opportunities, and also the Air Traffic Association itself. It's called NATCA. the Air Traffic National Air Traffic Controllers Association.
Awesome.
They are here with a presence. And how do we get involved? What does it take? What are the demands? What's the pay? What is the job like?
Right.
And at the same time, we have the all-star crew of air traffic controllers bringing airplanes in here.
For sure.
We have 55 of them who put up their hands every year and said, yeah, I'd love to work Oshkosh. And the supervisors pick from all the air traffic controllers who volunteer and say, okay, these are the 55 we want here. And so it's an all-star crew from throughout the country that come and work this event to bring all those airplanes in and get them out safely.
That's awesome. So from the sidewalk to the sky. I just thought of that.
It works.
Anyway, so you find more information at EAA.org. Obviously, the AirVenture event is all over the website. It is July 21st through the 27th. I will tell you this, as we gave tickets away last week, and the phones ring off the hook every year for free tickets to this thing. And people are so excited to come up there and visit with you guys. And it's just a wonderful thing that you do. And again, in such a very, very important industry, learning both the history and about what the future holds for it. Anything else that we didn't mention? Anything else that comes to mind?
Well, some things I always want to tell. Yes, definitely go to the website. Look at the tickets. Remember, kids are free. If you're looking at camping, you can arrange that right there and arrange for your camping credentials. We also encourage, if you're driving up for the day, buy your parking online beforehand. It
right.
makes it much easier to get through the gate, and you'll save $7 a day on parking as well. So
nice.
Buy it online so you've got that. You can zip through the gate, get in the gate, and start enjoying the show as quickly as possible.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Dick.
Always a pleasure. Thanks
I know your whole team is working so hard, but I hope you also just enjoy the week as well. And we'll talk to you again next year.
Looking forward to it already. I hope to see everybody up here on the flight line.
Awesome. Thanks so much. We'll be right back with Life Matters right after this on Lake 96.1.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
Stop it.
Whoa. Stop right there.
Stop!
Stop it!
Just stop. Just stop talking.
Okay, I have something we're just going to start right off the bat with. Just stop.
Might as well get it over with.
Just stop buying chickens.
Yeah.
Dude. Okay, I know what Dylan has against you adding four chickens to your already mix. Why
growing
did he
flock.
Do that?
He wanted to get chickens, and I think he wanted to help out, you know, with eggs and whatever.
Right.
When he first mentioned it, I said, just walk out there, look in the coop, and claim a couple.
Right.
I don't care. Give them a name. Pet them. I don't
care.
Well,
that was my next question. I was going to ask you, did you name them? Do you?
No.
Well, I mean, because
they're
think
chickens.
Yeah, but I think you're okay to name them because it's not like you're going to eat them. So
it says who?
But they're giving you eggs.
Well, they're going to quit at some point.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Into the
about
stew
it.
They go.
Oh, okay.
I get my money's worth.
Sorry, Sally.
No, I am totally utilitarian on them. They're there for one purpose, and that's produce eggs. And
but they're so cute.
They are, but they won't be when they get older.
Yeah, but they still will be.
Well, if you think they're really cute, come over. You can clean out the coop.
Nah. No, thank you.
Okay, not so cute.
They're still cute. That's just not cute.
No, it's not.
Yeah, so but 10 chickens now.
No, 14.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. We bought 10. He bought 4.
Oh, okay. I thought you only bought 6. Okay. So
the plan was to have 6, but it is not uncommon for them, a few of them, to pass away.
Correct.
So we figure, well, we'll buy heavy, and then if we lose one, we lose one. Not a big deal. They're doing great. We know how to raise chickens.
Aw, look at you go.
Yeah, they're... which is just fine. I really don't want them to die.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, but
it's good that they're all surviving. It just we hadn't planned for that, but that's it's a gift.
Well, I'm pretty sure that good you hadn't it. Planned for the 4 extra either. So
no, it was not in the designs.
Yeah, have you got the run started or
it's,
are you waiting on a
we
postal digger?
We are all marked out. Well, I almost started digging on Tuesday.
It's too
and
hot.
I thought, it's really warm out here, so
yeah, no.
We'll see how it goes.
Ty has a post hole digger. He's just got to get the auger.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and I might get bored and start digging.
And you know what? I'm guessing that if he looks in our storage units,
there's probably a dozen.
There is probably a post hole digger of some sort in the storage units, but we just haven't been over there yet. So, but he will go over there because he's got to get the other motorcycle out of storage to be my transportation between Country Thunder and DOS Fest next week.
Right.
So, yeah, because he just pulls up, I jump on the bike, he takes me over to DOS Fest. So, yeah, we've got all of that going on next week.
Hmm.
Yeah. So Country Thunder starts Thursday, Friday. It starts on Thursday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. There's always daily tickets available. So we're really excited. Hardy's there. I can't remember the other two because Jelly Roll and Hardy are the two that I'm really interested in. But we also cover Country Thunder for Country Thunder. We do a lot of local stuff and talk about the traffic and things like that and try to keep all the, you know, all the neighbors happy with them and informed about what's going on. So, yeah, we sort of come at it at that angle as well.
You're very energetic with the crowd.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So is this going to be a dry Country Thunder?
For who?
For everybody.
No,
I didn't mean dry non-alcohol. Oh. I meant dry non-rain.
Oh, I have no idea because
it doesn't usually get rained out. Not rained out, but very wet.
Yes. The last time that we had a solid scary rain was when Jason Aldean was there. Okay. And it was the year that he came out with Try That in a Small Town.
Right.
And he came out on stage and because we have different access, we were in a different area because we have media access. And so we were in a different area. And so and we were also informed that within this many minutes, they were going to shut down and make people go back to their campsites or whatever. But they had to get everybody out of that main area. And so obviously they tell his people that, well, he's maybe halfway through the concert. And of course, that song was going to be at the end. He came back out and did that song before it got really super bad. It was raining, kind of, but it wasn't like lightning and everything yet. It ended up lightning. But I recorded that like 20 seconds of that song, like the first part of the song and then the first chorus, and posted it on Facebook. And I think that that post garnered within 24 hours or so somewhere around 500,000 looks. And all I said on the post was, this is a guy who knows what his audience is there to hear.
Oh, yeah.
And that was it. And then posted that video and it went everywhere. And so, yeah, we get invited back to you. I mean, we've been covering Country Thunder because of so many crossovers. Like we play so many crossovers and we play some Hardy and we play a lot of Jelly Roll. And of course, we play some Lainey Wilson. She's not there. She was there last year. But, you know, we play a lot of crossover music. And so we go and we cover, like I said, we cover a little differently.
It's a good time. It's good, clean fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, unless it rains.
I had my race car down there.
Oh, yeah?
This is a long time ago. Yep. I was still running the Barracuda. It was the first Beat the Heat race car, official race car, and a tornado hit. Yep.
Ooh.
And we were up north camping. Steve, the retired chief from Bloomfield, Cole, was keeping an eye on the car for me. But, yeah.
Yeah.
They get some bad storms, and it's kind of consistent, it seems like.
Yeah. Well, it's... So, a few years ago, a lightning storm kind of went through there, and a girl got hurt. She got struck by lightning. Well, she was holding on to one of the tent's poles.
Bad idea.
And it hit. And so she's okay now. I'm pretty sure. But mostly, it's the mud.
Yeah.
Right?
And well, which can be fun
after the rain with the mud. But my husband and I were there one year. It was the year that Lady Antebellum was there, and it had really, really rained. And I was waiting for the rest of my crew because we were going to go back for a meet and greet. And I was waiting at this fence, and this girl was sitting on a landscaping tie kind of thing. And she was covered from head to toe in mud. I mean, you could see the whites of her eyes, and you could see her teeth. And she was just shaking. And so, of course, my husband, you know, well, this poor young lady, you know, like a daughter, right? And he's like, are you okay? Do you need anything? And she's like shaking. Well, she's smoking a cigarette. She was shaking so bad, she couldn't get the cigarette to her mouth, right? She's like, ugh. And so, In the meantime, somebody is kind of standing there with her, and I mean, I'm watching for my crew, so I'm not really participating in this. And somebody else kind of walked up, and she started talking. They struck up this conversation, all three of them, and Ty looked over at some point and said, "Well, no, you know, I'm with her over there," because they asked him if he was by himself, whatever, and he goes, "No, I'm with her," over, and pointed to me. And the girl looks at him and she goes, "I don't think she's that into you." He's like, "Yeah, probably not." And yeah, I don't think she's that into you, dude.
Oh, poor Ty.
So he doesn't know what to think. He doesn't drink a lot, so
right.
he just watches. It's just fun. Yeah, so we'll be there. But then I'm doing the dog races at DOS Fest Friday, Saturday, Sunday. He's got to come pick me up, and then I have to do the Dachshund and Corgi races from like 11 in the morning or noon or something until 4 or 5 o'clock. And then he's got to pick me back up and take me back over to Country Thunder, because trying to get my car in and out of there and then in and out of DOS Fest and waiting in lines and stuff, I would never do it. Well, he can take the back roads and wind me through. And
sure.
It's a little dirt bike thing. So, right. You know, a little off-road and never hurt anything. So, yeah. So he's going to get me back and forth to do those things. But DOS Fest, Friday, Saturday, Sunday at the Kenosha County Fairgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be so awesome. They're done with the new building at the fairgrounds. I don't know. You haven't stopped by and seen it yet,
no,
have you?
No, I've been passed, but I haven't seen the new building.
Oh, my gosh. It's gorgeous. It is gorgeous. So many things to do this week. And then you guys have a ride coming up. Do you know?
CVMA has a ride coming up.
Yes.
Yeah, it's on the 19th.
Okay.
They're starting out at the Bunker in Waterford.
So that's Saturday. Already. Sheesh.
Yeah.
So they're starting at the Bunker this year.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, starting at the Bunker. Registration starts at 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. kickstands up and they're taking off. They're going to hit Jackson's Hole in Lake Geneva, Lauderdale Landing in Elkhorn, Honey Lake Inn in Burlington, and Be Lazy Bar and Grill in Wind Lake. I think that's their final stop.
I've never been to that one. Have you been to Be Lazy?
Yes.
Really?
It's a nice place, yeah. And it's got a big lot, a grass lot next to it. We went to it last year, I think. I think this is pretty much the same route or close to it. Anyhow.
Because I feel like I went on this ride with you one year.
You've gone a couple times. We started out at Trackers in Milwaukee one time.
Oh, that's right.
And then...
That's right.
That was during Venetian Fest. They changed the dates because of the complications.
Right, yeah. Okay.
But,
okay.
Yeah. So if you've never been on one of the CVMA rides, you really got to go. They're a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Great group of people. All the proceeds go to veteran organizations. So they work hard. They set up a good route. They have it road guarded and all that stuff. It's safe. And, again, good group of people, great cause. All the money goes to support guys that put their life on the line for this country. So there's really no reason not to do it. And any vets out there, you know, if you miss the Brotherhood, slide down.
Yeah.
Because you'll feel at home within seconds.
Yeah.
So
it was a lot of fun. I remember. That was a big ride, too. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I am going to make every effort to be there. Hopefully we can make it.
Mm-hmm.
Which we usually do, and I'm trying to remember my calendar. I'm absolutely brain dead from this past week. So
right, so like Harley had a little party or something.
Yeah, we had a little party.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm teaching beginning motorcycle at the house of Harley Davidson, and makes me an employee. So the house puts on quite the party for the reunions,
and it goes on today too. There's more to
yes,
yep.
Yeah.
Today's the last day, actually, right?
My job is done.
Right, but I mean,
but yes, it's
party.
Still the bands are going to still be there. Yeah. It's still the party's still going, and great deals on bikes, new and used. I mean, if you're looking for something, head up there. It's a good time. But I was fortunate enough, along with three other of our instructors, to be attached to the demo ride program. So,
oh right,
Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and yesterday, but I wasn't there yesterday. We set up the parade or set up the route for the demo rides and got the bikes out and helped get them ready and stuff like that. We had to ride the route every hour to make sure everything was still good on it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because it's kind of a free ride.
Yeah.
You come in, you get approved, you take a bike, that's your route, go, be back in 15 minutes.
Right.
So people can go out and ride brand new Harleys.
Check them out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the technology is, I don't even know how to describe it. It'll just blow your mind.
Yeah.
It's not the Harley anybody's used to that has been riding for years or used to ride or whatever. They're smooth, they're powerful, they're amazing. You know,
yeah,
and it's all
beautiful.
It's all new technology. Yeah,
right. Well, you're right, and you don't expect that.
No, they got a new Sportster that is. Sportster's kind of been beat up over the years, reputation wise, because it's a new bike. It's mm-hmm. you know, it's a kind of a kick around bike. This thing is just flat out fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to ride it.
Have you seen Kelly's bike?
Kelly.
Jeff's wife. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
I just know if
no.
it was...
Yeah, I don't even know if she's got it yet, because we saw her right after she got done with the course.
Right. But and remember how we sat there and Jeff said, no, you got to do something, you got to ride something
right.
smaller
start
to start
out.
Out, start out.
Yeah.
A few days later, was on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
And she has a bike. And so, because she got to ring the bell. So I didn't know if it was custom or like already delivered. He just,
obviously,
when we were sitting there and he was saying, you got to wait. He had a plan, right?
Probably.
So that was adorable. But yeah, no, I didn't know if she's actually right, like if you'd seen her or not riding.
No.
So, yeah.
No, it was absolute mayhem.
Mm-hmm.
You've worked behind the scenes and stuff like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Your customers come in, people come in for the party and for the fun, and they have a blast. And you don't see what's going on behind the scenes, but everybody works so hard up there.
Yep.
You know, just running and doing whatever needed to be done. We were in different areas. We were there for demo rides, but we were helping out other places too. So
of course. Yeah.
Just a all big effort. It was
deck.
A good time.
Yeah.
Great job.
Well, and they've got a huge vendor village. That was one of the things. So, again, today's the last day for all of this.
Yeah,
so you should get up there and go.
Yeah, if you're looking for anything, they got a huge drag specialty truck right out in front. So there's a whole bunch of drag parts there, decent prices. And yeah, you want T-shirts or patches or leathers or trinkets or add-ons or you name it, it's there.
Right.
Just swing up and check it out and you will have fun. And the bands are phenomenal.
Right, right. Oh, well, I mean, we had a list and I'm not sure who's playing today. But Mike Mason's been talking about it. I want to say, One Louder was Relive the Magic of Neon Lights, Big Hair, and even bigger 80s hits, and it's 80s covers. And then Hedley Grange is the Ultimate Led Zeppelin Experience. I think that they are wrapping it up today is the Led Zeppelin cover band, and they're not none of the bands that they've had.
No, they're ZZ Top cover band, and I apologize, I forget the name. They were phenomenal.
They're called ZZ3.
Okay,
yeah,
yeah. It was like you thought ZZ Top was there.
I know they're all fantastic. Yeah. So if you have a chance, get up there today. Come on,
yeah.
I mean, you know, and you could get a little taste of that. And then get yourself prepared for Country Thunder and DOS Fest.
Yeah, it's good warm-up.
Next weekend. Yeah, right.
Cold beer, great food.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can't go wrong.
There is nothing, there's no excuse for you to miss DOS Fest.
Oh, God,
next
no.
week. I mean, there's just
that's like anti-American.
to go to the German festival,
well,
right? That's anti-American.
Where's it at?
Right.
Kenosha.
It's Kenosha County Fairgrounds. It's free parking. $2 for admission.
Yeah.
And it's going to be huge. The genuine German food. Maders is coming down. We've got, you know, Lake Geneva Country Meats has won more awards for their brats than the makers in Germany.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of funny that we went over
in
there
Germany.
And kicked their butts again.
Right.
I was going to say it when Tammy brought it up, and I was like, I better not.
Oh, she would have thought that was funny.
Yeah. No, I wasn't worried about her. I just timing, I thought maybe it was wrong. Maybe. But yeah, that's another loss.
Too soon.
Another loss to the Germans.
That's right. That's right. And so we have little leg races all day in the evening, Friday evening, and then
and
all
you
day Saturday.
See
all,
those.
That's hilarious.
You know, all those funny reels you watch on Facebook and stuff? Mm-hmm. Forget it. Go watch the Corgi races.
Right.
That is a good time.
Right. They are so much fun. And so understand, it's not all about the beer. It
no.
is fresh, straight off the ship, straight across the ocean from Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Dusterbeck's made a specific beer on tap for Das Fest, but it's about all of it. Like, it's a family event. There's so much entertainment, and it's just crazy. You got to go to DasFest.com. Just Google Das Fest Wisconsin. It'll come right up with the schedule and everything.
Yeah, you won't get bored.
Nope, not at all. You should come all 3 days. There's something different all 3 days. But just genuine family fun and lots to learn.
For $2?
Right.
What can you do for $2?
Nothing. Stein hoisting. There's stein hoisting contests. If you have a dog, I'm not sure what the deadline is. So if the deadline is passed, I'm sorry. But go onto the website. And if you have a doxy or a corgi and you qualify, you can sign up for those races. You can sign up for the stein hoisting contests. Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. Interactive carnival for the kids, by the way, and so much more.
Yeah, and so many, you know, stuff to buy and that true German craftsmanship.
Yeah. Yeah. Wooden shoes. They carve them right there.
And you can't do it in a day.
You shouldn't.
You really need to at least take a couple days, preferably all three.
Right.
And really enjoy it.
Yeah. It's a great time. The food, the fun, the bands.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Alex Meixner. Oh, my gosh.
That guy's a riot.
A riot.
And
he's not just a
unbelievably talented.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. I mean, there's nowhere else you can hear Ozzy Osbourne on the accordion.
No.
And it's good.
And you stand there in awe going, oh.
Whoa.
Oh, he's very good.
You're tired, aren't you?
That was. It's been a long week.
It's been a long week. Oh. Anyway, so yeah, but. Yeah, my just stop for this week, going back to the beginning of the segment, is just stop buying chickens.
Yeah, I got no problem with that.
You personally.
I did.
Or
I
your
went
family,
once.
I mean.
I'm trying.
Can I just ask another quick question because I have no idea. How much is a chicken?
It depends on what you're getting, but they range between $2 and $7.
Oh.
They're not outrageous.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Heck, that's less than a dozen eggs in the first place.
Right.
Wow. Okay.
But you got feed, you got bedding, you got heat lamps.
Right.
Electricity. You need a coop. Mm-hmm. Our coop, though, was free because I built it. Materials were not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's an investment.
But it'll be fine.
It
does pay for itself. And you have the perfect area.
I figure in 30 years, we'll be money ahead. No, I'm kidding.
I don't think you are.
The investment wasn't that major. And I went a little over the top building the coop.
It's cute.
I usually do stuff like that.
It's adorable. What else are you doing?
Don't have a life.
Right, building
I've
chicken coops. Right.
No, actually, I do. I'm very happy with it. Hopefully soon we'll be getting the run done, that's going to be a little elaborate also, but it'll be nice.
Mm-hmm.
I got to keep the critters out.
I have one more story for you about Just Stop. I had to tell my husband to just stop last week.
Just stop in the yard?
Yes. As usual.
Mm.
He's obsessed with the yard.
It looks nicer.
Great. So the plumber came last week along with the electrician because, again, if we can just get this bathroom done and the hot water heater in, I can fully live there.
Right.
I don't care about the kitchen. Do not care. Except I found out something sad. Someplace else is closed on Sundays.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Well, they were last Sunday.
Hmm.
I know. I was looking all
Taste
forward.
Taste of China's open.
I know. Don't worry. We went to the new restaurant that is over kind of on the chamber side of that row. I don't know what. I think it's Wisconsin, actually.
Yeah, it's the main street that runs through Elkhorn.
Well, then it's not the main street. Then it's the one where Uncle Hunk's junk garage.
That's Lincoln.
Okay, so it's on Lincoln, and it's across from. It's like north of the chamber office. Okay.
Okay.
And it's been several things, but we went there and it was delicious.
Yeah, there's a couple liquor stores there.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's that, but I highly recommend it. Anyway, getting back to my story. So yeah, so we're like rushing, trying to get some things done to make sure that we are ready for the electrician and the plumber to come and mm-hmm. that there are no delays. And I've got everything. I got the water heater sitting there. I got the water softener sitting there. I got everything ready to go. We're ready to go. And in this, you know, we're painting, we're doing all these kind of things, because once we set, there's a clawfoot tub that's going in that bathroom. And right. once we set that, we can't do anything behind it. So that had to be completely done. Mm-hmm. And so that they can set that tub. So we're working, and I had to work during a work day one day, and I had a Zoom meeting. So I get all my stuff and I go into the bedroom that's finished. And, you know, we don't have air conditioning in there either. And it wasn't that hot and it was breezy. So I crack a window and I start my Zoom meeting and everything's going. And I have it muted anyway, just because I'm putzing around doing other right. stuff. And I didn't have my camera on either. And because I look, you know, like I was working. Mm-hmm. And so all of a sudden the weed eater starts right underneath my window. Well, of course, if I try to yell out the window, he can't hear me.
No, because the weed eater's running.
Right. So my camera's off. I'm muted, so they have no idea. I get up. I go all the way downstairs. I go all the way outside, and I'm like, dude, I'm right there. And I point to the window, and I said, I have to have the window cracked so it doesn't get so hot in there. And you're right under here weed eating. And he goes, I didn't know. Of course, the last words to him were, I have a Zoom meeting now. I will be a few minutes. So anyway,
he
was focused. Yeah. And so he's just like, okay, whatever. And I said, go weed eat in the backyard. If you must eat weeds, go in the backyard. So apparently my next door neighbor was out and she heard this too. So she's laughing. And then because she told me, because she, a couple days later, she's like, yeah, so how was your meeting? Like, I know. So I said, I'm right by this window in this bedroom, so stop. Just get away from this side of the house. And so I get all the way back upstairs. I'm back. I unmute everything. And all of a sudden, zzz, 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 zzz. He'd moved 20 feet away.
What? I moved. Was your meeting about weed whackers?
No.
No background noise?
It was not. So I muted it again. And this time I just looked out the window and I have this really loud whistle. Like you've heard it.
Yeah.
And so I whistled, scared the crap out of him, right? Because he's again right below the window. And I'm like, I'm on a Zoom call. Tom, he literally moved. You know where the hose is?
I'm visualizing it.
Uh-huh. You yes, know where the I hose do. Is?
He right
moved,
by the frog.
He moved from where the hose is on the house, which is maybe a third of the way mm-hmm. from the front porch, to the side of the front porch. That's how far away he moved. I was in the front bedroom.
Right.
Which you know where the
kind of right
is.
Under or right above the front porch.
So basically he moved from being underneath one window of the bedroom to the other window of the bedroom. Well,
I'm not laughing at you. Well, yeah, I'm kind of laughing at you.
So he stopped. Needless to say, and I got my meeting over with, but my next door neighbor a couple days later did come out and she's like, yeah, I saw that. How was your meeting? And I was like, don't even. And she said, that was hysterical. And it's also why I haven't been married since 1994. And I was
well,
like, I don't understand. I said, just be quiet. It's a 15-minute call. Like, you can't. Just
gotta
stop.
Get it now. Got to do it now.
Just stop. Anyway, so it's all good.
Well, no, can't
nobody,
laugh at ourselves.
Nobody
can't laugh
died
anybody.
Yet.
Yet.
So keyword. We're still good. We're still yep. good.
I'm over one hurdle and a few more to go.
Oh, yeah. We're getting there.
Oh, yeah.
It's baby steps, but we're
right.
getting there.
Every day.
Yep.
One more thing.
Yep.
One more thing.
I know. I got to rest a tiny bit this weekend. You, on the other hand, have not.
Not
so
much, no.
Good luck to you for next week.
Yeah, thanks. I think we'll be all right.
Because you'll be at a DOSFest a little bit. I'll be at
yes.
DOSFest just about the whole time. Well, all day anyway. And so many people.
Yeah, because we really don't have any commitments there, but I can go have fun.
Right. Well, I have commitments there.
We as in me.
Oh. Yes, but I'm the one in the room with you, so.
Right.
Yeah, you two don't have any, but I do. Ty doesn't really either, so yeah. Who knows what he'll do. But yeah, it's going to be fun. By the way, go to the DOSFest. website, just in case. I know last week we were still looking for volunteers, and because the more help, the merrier. Like, everything is good and everything is fun, but you can also, if you are a charity, you can earn some money for your charity if you send mm-hmm. a group of four or more to work a shift or two or whatever. So if you're interested in that, there's probably still time to sign up and do something, and all of the work is easy.
Bartending's fun at Dozzfest.
Oh, fun.
And I got to get a hold of Tammy. I wouldn't mind doing that. Mm-hmm. I'd help out behind the bar.
Oh, yeah. Well, I figure that's what I'll do between dog races.
Yeah.
You know. So, yeah, it'll be a really, really good time. And you get free admission and a T-shirt and all that if you volunteer. So go on there. If they still need them, it will be on the website or on the Facebook page. And you can kind of get through that way to sign up. But like I said, if you work for a charity, then if you bring four people,
right.
that charity can... share in the proceeds
yeah,
from DozzFest. It's all percentages.
Great
so
idea.
Yeah, it's awesome. But it's gonna be
maybe
fun.
Maybe we'll sling some beer together then.
Maybe. We've done it before.
We'll do it again.
Anyway, so Country Thunder, DozzFest, the CVMA ride coming up. I mean, we've got a lot of stuff to do.
Right.
Just go and check everything out and make sure you get out there, because there's nothing but fun in the southeastern Wisconsin area next week. And
yep.
all the time, actually.
Yeah,
but.
And then just take a deep breath and we'll have Venetian coming at you.
National Night Out is first.
Oh, that's right. Got that coming up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what, the third or fourth or something
it's
like that?
It's the first Tuesday in August, whatever the day that is.
It's like the third or fourth or something like that. So I think Friday's the first. So close!
Ha! It's the fifth.
I'll be there on the fifth then.
We will be there on the fifth, absolutely. Can I have lights and sirens?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
I got a guy. In fact, it's all ready to be hooked up.
Sweet. All right. Lake 96.1 car gets lights and sirens. That's
yep.
every law enforcement officer's dream.
We'll see how many we can draw in.
Right. It's for me to have lights
what
and sirens.
What are you thinking? She can't have that. Oh, relax. We're not driving anywhere yet.
We're not going anywhere. Anyway, so keep an eye on lake961.com for all these kind of events. We put those on the website and on a lot of them on the Facebook page. So, but get out there this week. There's a lot of
fun
to be had, as usual, and we will see you around some of those events ourselves. So
right.
In the meantime, we got more music coming up right here on Lake 96.1.